Lost in translation. Translating problems for local government. When they're proofing signs, they should really use someone who speaks Welsh, said journalist Dylan Eorworth after an error appeared on a road sign in Wales. It all started when officials at Swansea Council asked for the Welsh translation of a road sign. They had the English version and needed a translation. So, they emailed the translation service with the text for a sign telling heavy goods vehicles not to use a road near a supermarket. A week later, the translated sign went up and everything seemed to be well. Until Welsh speakers pointed out that there was a slight problem. Unfortunately, the email response in Welsh to the council read, "I am not in the office at the moment. Please send on any work to be translated." The person who received this email reply, a non-Welsh speaker, presumed it was the English version of the original text. A Welsh translator said, "It's good to see people trying to translate, but they should really ask for expert help." Apparently, this isn't the first time something like this has happened. In 2006, cyclists between Cardiff and Penarth were left confused by a bilingual road sign telling them they had problems with an inflamed bladder. And in the same year, a sign for pedestrians in Cardiff reading "Look right" in English said "Look left" in Welsh.